The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, what is going on, people? Welcome to Throw Down Your Questions. Episode 192. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Yata de Corati.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Yo.
Brian Manjoma.
I say that Octopath is worth $50.
Brett Murdoch.
What's up, everybody?
And Adam Vale.
I say stop with this additional taxing on console game. What?
What you bullshitting? By the way, the conversation we had right before this would have been actually good to record and for you guys to hear. Most of the time, we don't even talk about games before the show, believe it or not. But this time we did.
Yo, man, what's up with that?
Yeah, what is this, gaming? Who wants to talk about that shit, man? But anyway, as always, for next week's show, ask us questions in the comment section of this episode. And if you're joining us live, ask us some shit now. You want to ask us about Octopath Traveler, please do. Maybe we could recreate the conversation we had beforehand, you know. But we got a decent amount of questions this week, you know, considering the fact that nothing's happening in gaming right now, you know.
We're all floating in the ocean, waiting for a ship to come in.
Pretty much. We're waiting for September. Yes, the blue ocean, of course. All right, man. So we're going to start off with G Megaforce, who has become the new final stage boss. We don't know what happened to final stage boss. This man just disappeared.
Yo, man, final stage, where are you, man? Where are you?
You don't care about us no more. Sad. All right. So his first question is, if they were not called video games, what would you call them? I was sitting here thinking video games does sound a bit silly, even though we're all completely used to it now, and it's probably fine. Still, other mediums have such simpler names with a certain reverence to them now. Books, movies, music, art, video games. It's no sillier than motion picture was being more simplified, but it's never quite roll off my tongue nicely. So what would you call them? Is there even a better name? This is the $1 billion question, man. I've been thinking about this for years because I don't think the term video game applies to a lot of video games. Some video games are definitely video games, but what do you call some, you know what I'm saying? Like
interactive media.
But here's the thing, that doesn't roll off the tongue nicely. That's
too bad. It will, you know, over time.
Like that is a correct term, Adam. That is a very correct term. But some of them, you know, it doesn't roll off the tongue. So I don't think, you know, video games are gonna, you know, they're always gonna be here to stay. Just like comic books, that is not a good name for those things, but it just stuck because that's what the original was, a book full of comics, you know. But
yeah. Graphic novels is taken off.
Not as much as you would think. People still call them comic books, you know?
Or trade paperbacks,
yeah. But video games, because, again, not every video game is an interactive thing. Some games are video games, like fucking Tetris or Pac-Man. Those are video games. Those are games played in video form. But, like, something like The Last of Us 2, that's not really a video game. That's more of an interactive narrative, you know what I mean?
I think that we're starting to bridge the cusp of that, but most games right now are still technically games in that they have an objective and a series of obstacles that get in the way to stop. You know, there's a lot of window dressing on it, but they are still objective-based things. Like when you get into sandbox things or gone home type things, that's when you start phasing into more interactive entertainment. But I think right now, gaming still pretty well covers a lot of the products that come to market. The ones that aren't actually games are still, you know, a small minority.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but I think and this question is just touching it a little bit differently because my thing was like, because when you hear video game, you automatically think, oh, this is supposed to be fun. And as we've talked about before, not every game is quote unquote fun, you know, but that's a whole other topic right there. But yeah, the name video game, that's going to stay 100 years from now. They're still going to be called video games. So just get used to it.
It definitely gives it like, you know, especially when you use like the word comics and comic books and stuff like that, you know, it definitely gives it that kind of child mentality.
Yes, exactly.
You know, I mean, to be honest, like if you notice, like a lot of the older game, you know, like when the 3DO and stuff, they stopped kind of using the word game. You know, they call them like interactive experiences, mm-hmm. or, you know, trying to get past that kind of childish side of is associated with something called a game, you know?
Yeah, game, it gives it a stigma, just like comics gives it a stigma, you know? Mm-hmm. It's not a correct term, but it's a catchy term, and it's been used for many decades, so it ain't going anywhere.
Here's the thing, like, what would you call it? Interactive media?
But or, again, that doesn't roll off the tongue easily.
Eventually it will. You just have to...
Man, I was interactive media in today. You know what I'm saying?
No, I mean, the thing is that, like...
I am.
Yeah, like, you could do it like, yeah, you can do like abbreviation, I am.
Yeah. Yeah, like, how do you make that into a verb? Like, yo, man, I'm gaming right now. Like, how do you make interactive, you know, it's like watching, like, yeah, I'm watching a movie right now, you know?
But so, the funny thing is that gaming is even just a recent word.
That is kind of true. Back in the day, gaming was not a thing.
No, I mean, I never said, like, if I was playing fucking, we're playing friggin' Monopoly, where we're saying, I'm gaming, we'd just be like, I'm playing Monopoly.
Yeah, no, but even back in our day, you know, the viejos over here, we didn't say we were gaming back in the 80s and 90s. That is a recent thing. You're right about that, you know? Very interesting. So maybe just it like will change. Maybe it will change one day then. So I didn't think about that.
I feel like it's already so established that
it... Manny say it. It's in the
zeitgeist. It's something that's already... It's in the memes of our society.
It ain't going nowhere.
Unless you take the word... Unless the word gets associated with something else like the word, you know, fag, right? Or gay or all those other terms, right? You know, gay used to be happy, and fags are a bunch of awkward, you know, of size.
They're sticks, man.
Or cigarettes, as they are called in England.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. By the way, YouTube, don't demonetize us. All right, we're using fag as bundle of sticks.
Using the proper things. We're not calling anybody those names. So yeah, it's
but a bundle of sticks, man.
It's like those sorts of words where it's like, you know, they've already, the meanings of these words have kind of changed. I don't know. I don't see the word, you know, changing unless the word gamer or, you know, sorry, not gamer, but game, you know, video game gets co-opted to mean something else.
Oh, shit.
In the future society.
Well, it kind of is being co-opted because now that they start coining the term esports, right? Mm-hmm. So what's to stop them from calling gamers athletes, right? Mm-hmm. Eventually,
they probably already pretty much use that for
right. It, but right? That's a term even farther away from gaming, right? Esports, right? Mm-hmm. They're not really sports to begin with.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But at the same time, not every gamer is like an esports level guy. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So I don't think that will take off either. You know, esportser.
Esportsers or the interactivers. You know, it's like
that was the same issue they had with the professional gamblers for those poker tournaments. It's like, mm-hmm. What do you call them? They're pro gamblers, but they don't like using that term gambler. Mm-hmm. You know, so
they are pro gamblers. You're right.
Exactly. They are, but they can't use it because of gambling.
Or are they pro gamers? But then you officially that gets attributed to video game players.
Hey, well, it's a game. They are playing a game. Well, if you think about it, everything's a game. Sports. That's all.
That's all.
That's why gamers stuck because that gamer is the thing that rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, it does, man. Even if it's not 100% correct, it nicely rolls off the tongue. It's one word, two syllables, you're good, you know? But it, again, it does create that whole little weird thing where it's like, you know, you think, it's happy, fun, it's like, not really, you know? It's interesting, man. Any other thoughts on this?
Yeah, I don't know what I would call it.
Yeah, no.
We'd have to just...
Nintendo. Nintendo,
yeah, just call it Nintendo, like our parents would call it.
Yeah, every game said Nintendo.
Nintendo's.
You know? See, well, now if somebody says that to you guys, you're like, well, you most likely have a Switch in your pocket. Like, yeah, you're right, Nintendo.
Nintendo, see, that's right. Nintendo. Shout out to WDFG Podcast for subscribing to us on YouTube. Thank you for that, man. Appreciate
it. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, we need to get back to 1,500 because they just knocked down like 15 of our subs. Some bullshit, man. Fuck YouTube. All right, next question here. Okay, what is the weakest reason you've ever had for quitting a game? For me, it was the soundtrack in I Am Setsuna. Not the soundtrack. Not that the soundtrack is necessarily bad, but the entire thing is piano, just piano, no drums, no orchestra, no other instruments. It reminds me so heavily of a crappy church kids play where the piano lady is doing the entire soundtrack, and eventually it became grating enough that I could put it down and never picked it up again. So, what is your excuse? This is an interesting one. Like, what is the lamest reason? Yeah,
for stopping a game.
Yeah, like, what is the lamest reason? Like, you think like this is a bullshit reason?
No. I mean, the only time I ever like abruptly just stopped the game, it wasn't because of anything kind of weird and petty, but maybe it was petty. For you know, as much as I liked the second light or a game, the DLC for Infamous, I stopped playing it after I realized I was in the grinder of, you know, collecting things and doing those stupid missions, those stupid like speed missions.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that. You're like, that is a stupid reason. So yeah, that's
perfectly qualified. I guess it's a stupid reason because I got stuck in the minutia, because again, I officially finished the game, but I got stuck in the minutia of just the completionist portion of things. I'm like, why am I doing this? This is not even making my character better or anything. It's just completion stuff. Done. And I shut it down.
Crazy.
It wasn't even really fun. It was just more or less grinding just for the sake of grinding.
Yeah, you beat it though, right?
Yeah, I finished it.
Okay, that's what counts. All right, Chris.
Come back to me. I'm having trouble thinking because like this stuff that gets backlogged because I get busy the one thing that comes to mind is I stopped playing Final Fantasy IX because I got the Dreamcast and I think Skies of Arcadia come out. So I literally was like, yo, I can't go back, man.
I'm in the future.
Yeah. So I stopped playing that game, right? I got it late and I got Skies of Arcadia. I'm like, yo, this shit is hot. And then that was it. I never went back. So that's like, to me, that I could think of the lamest reason I stopped playing the game is because I just jumped on Dreamcast and I was just there, man.
That's exactly what happened to me too. Where it's like, once I already got the Dreamcast, I didn't even look at old PlayStation games anymore. Right. I was just like, nope.
But I had no excuse not to finish that game. It was good. There was nothing wrong with it. I was just in the future.
Can't go back to the past.
You know? All right, Carlos.
And I'm kind of like Chris. I don't really know if a lame reason is I just forgot about a game, like I just stopped playing it because I moved on to something else and like just started doing other things, even though I enjoyed the game, like I think that's kind of lame.
How about petty, not lame?
Yeah, it might be more petty than lame, but I don't know. The only reasons I stop playing games is because the game is bad or something else just grabs my attention. Like a newer game comes out that everyone's playing that I want. Like it's just enticing me more than the one I'm playing.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to switch this up a little bit. Who actually has an answer ready?
Me, Parappa the Rapper.
Okay.
why deal with that shit anymore? I'm like, this is retarded. I can't do this. I'm going to stop.
All right.
The game isn't necessarily petty.
Yeah, he's right about that. It has to be like a pet, like even a reason that you acknowledge is petty, Adam.
I got one.
Okay, go ahead, bro.
That's it. I mean, some people like it. They're like, what? It's a rapping game, and it's got little quick tees, and you don't get the thing. You don't like that? It's like, I just can't. It's no reason to stop playing it, though. I'm like, it is for me. I just can't deal with the songs and the bouncing around and the food talking and stuff. I don't like food talking in general. That's up there with freaking
dinosaurs.
Like, I hate when they do those Frosted Mini Wheat commercials and you see the sugar side jumping into the pool of milk. Really? You want to die? It doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, you're crazy.
Why would I want to eat
wheat? Like, goddamn imagination?
I don't need this. Like, how is it a selling point?
What the fuck?
Like, go get me some Frosted Mini Wheats because they talk and they don't think for their life as I chew.
That's it. We're ending the show right now. We can't top that, man. We'll see y'all next week, man.
I'll tell you, next time you watch TV and you start seeing talking food, think about it. Just think about it.
Yo, you crazy.
Talking? Why do we need these things to talk if we're going to eat them? We don't.
All right, man. Anyway, Brett, go ahead, dude.
Did nobody else stop playing Final Fantasy X at any point because they just hated Titus's face so much?
Fuck no. That game was... That's actually my favorite Final Fantasy game.
I hated Titus too much. I had to put it down for a while. I was like, Leonardo DiCaprio looking motherfucker right here. Like, I hate him. I wanted to die, so I want you to lose every fight, Titus.
Damn.
You could have always swapped him out. You didn't always need to have Titus there. You could have had Kimari talking.
This is true. Or Lulu. We're talking about petty, stupid reasons to walk away from a game. It was. I fucking hated Titus Final Fantasy. And it took me 2 sit downs to actually learn to enjoy the game just because, I hate the protagonist so much.
I walked away from Final Fantasy 9 for, eight for that reason. That reason and the junction system.
Fucking
Squall is such an asshole. Seriously, hey, we're all dying out here. I don't care.
Is that a viable answer? Because I'm thinking, even though I did go back to finish it, I stopped Final Fantasy VIII. I was pissed at that fucking game. I'm like, what is that? I got to disc 4, and I realized I didn't suck enough magic out of these monsters throughout the rest of the game, so I just couldn't progress anymore. I'm like, fuck this shit. But I don't know if that counts as a petty reason. I think it's a viable fucking reason, you know? Yeah. I think, here's a petty reason, but I don't know if this game was actually good or not. I bought Stuntman or something like that, and the main reason I stopped is because it wasn't like Grand Theft Auto 3. Grand Theft Auto 3 was so crazy, I couldn't play any other game for a year afterwards, because no other game matched up. I'm like, I don't want to play this shit. This ain't fucking Grand Theft Auto. I dropped the car chasing game, the other one. The Getaway. The same reason. I'm like, this shit ain't like Grand Theft Auto. Fuck this game. You know,
I think also just driving in friggin' London was probably the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
That was
horrible. But yeah, I'm going to call those petty because I'm like, yeah, this isn't like Grand Theft Auto, so I passed. You know?
Yeah, no, that's not a petty reason at all. Like, a game, set the bar higher, and you're like...
Damn it, so it's not a petty... Okay, so I guess I don't have any game that qualifies then, you know? Because I was also thinking about... What's the name of that game? It's like a little cartoon game, and you have to, it's like a survival game. I'm Hungry or something like that.
Oh, Don't Starve?
Yeah, but again, it's like, I just don't like the gameplay, so I don't think that counts either. It's not petty, it's just, I don't like that fucking game, you know?
It could have been I think petty would have probably been like, man, I don't like the style of this
game. I like the art. The art style was fucking hot, you know? But I just didn't like that bullshit, you know?
I didn't pick up the new Mass Effect because of the bullshit, what's his name? Spread hate all over Twitter.
Oh, the racist, but that's a good reason, though. You know, all right, man. Let's move on here. Hashling and Slasher. Now, my man asked us 3 questions, but we're only answering 2. Remember, 2 questions, bro. Even though all 3 of yours were actually really good, but I picked the first 2 ones. First one is, if Microsoft turns things around next generation and comes out on top, do you think they'll be opting for crossplay? Please refer to last generation when they were on top. Then they said, "Fuck no to crossplay." If they go back on top next generation, they'll be like, "We're not doing that shit." You know?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I think that because they're not top dog, they're just like Sony was okay with that last generation. Definitely, if they were on top again, they'll be just like, nah, no crossplay here.
Yeah, there's nothing in it for them. You know.
Speaking of pettiness.
Yeah. Right. I don't even think we have to add more to this one. Nope, they wouldn't. You know, just refer to last generation.
The only way that wouldn't be the case is if crossplay becomes ubiquitous with gaming in between now and when Microsoft.
Well, if it becomes a standard, right? Yeah, that's the only reason.
Yeah, if it becomes a standard, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. All right, I don't think we need to add more to that.
I say yes.
Yeah, you think they would?
I said that they would, because Phil Spencer did make a statement on Twitter like last couple of days saying that he likes the idea of crossplay and gamers want crossplay, and that's what they're going to try and do, and that's what they want to do. So I say yes.
Phil Spencer also said that the Kinect was integral to the Xbox experience, and they got rid of that shit. So don't take those statements as like set in stone. Nope. You know.
Well, then, these are the days when people take note of this stuff. So I say yes. I still say yes. Like, hey, like, it's now up to him to prove his statements right or wrong. Like, is he a compulsive liar or does he tell the truth now? Let's find out.
It's a good one.
I don't think in any of these situations people are just specifically compulsive liars, not like Peter Molyneux or, you know, some of the guys from No Man's Sky. I think in general they say what the community wants to hear. If these things are exactly if these things are popular at this point in time, they'll say, "Oh, hey, yeah, we could do that," and then they'll do it. But then you know, we hit the reset button of a next generation, and they'll be like, "Nah, we're not doing that." Or if they stick to their guns, maybe they will. But I definitely think once we hit the next thing, everything's going to be reset.
Yeah, I agree. But we'll see. You know.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. All right. Next question here. This is a fun one. Do you think that the same PlayStation fans would be as ecstatic about exclusives if they were in the same situation next generation as Microsoft is in now? Basically, if the shoe was on the other foot and Microsoft got all the great games and Sony did not next generation, would PlayStation fans still be saying that exclusives are a good thing for gaming? I know where he's getting at here. Very interesting question. We should say fanboys. We should refer to last generation as well, you know, because remember, a lot of PlayStation guys were like, hey, you know, yeah, we don't have that many exclusives, you know, in the beginning and shit, because obviously they got a bunch later. But, our shit is more powerful, even though that power didn't amount to anything, you know. Mm-hmm. I think some of the fanboys will, fanboys, here's the thing about fanboys. They will always change their mind depending on the situation, right? So they're going to backtrack like crazy. The real fans, they'll be pissed, you know, because they're going to be like, hey, we got all these dope ass exclusives last gen. What the fuck's going on now? You know, something I don't think Xbox guys are doing enough of, you know, but the fanboys, yeah, they're going to flip flop. That's what fanboys do. They flip flop like crazy.
Yeah, they'll flip flop to fit whatever the current thing is. It'll be like, OK, yeah, this game was shit because it's on another console. Then it'll be like, oh, man, this is great.
Think about it like this. At the beginning of this generation, right, the fanboys were like, oh, yeah, we got 1080p games on our PS4. You got 900p games. As soon as the Xbox One X came out, they're like, oh, that shit don't matter, man. Fuck 4K. We got exclusives. So they're always moving the goalposts, you know?
Yeah.
Can I make a bold statement?
Yes.
I think, and we haven't seen this because PlayStation has been on top for pretty much the whole generation.
Hold on, Carlos. Old statement or bold?
Bold.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Ben. Now I'm excited.
I think PlayStation has way more fanboys than Xbox does.
Ooh, that is a bold statement.
So, and the reason why, yeah, and the reason why I say that because what happened?
I think it's been around longer, so it should.
Yeah, that contributes to it too. But the reason why I mentioned that is because when Tony mentioned about that should happen last generation, we were like, PlayStation was still doing pretty good. Like it was doing decent regardless of all that stuff. And a lot of the people that were saying that exclusive don't matter, it's all about power, Blu-ray, you know, the power of Blu-ray and shit has 50 gigs, dual layered shit. Yep. That was most fans. That wasn't just a fringe. So I don't know. I'm thinking maybe PlayStation has more fanboys than we like to give them credit for.
Here's the thing, though. Like, just pure numbers-wise, they would have to have more fanboys because there's just more PlayStation owners, don't you think? So I'm not disagreeing with you. I think you're right about that. But I do think the Xbox fanboys are more loud than the PlayStation guys. Look at this generation, for example. Yes. PlayStation guys are mostly, they do memes and shit. That's their thing. Meanwhile, Xbox guys are like, they're acting like they're like disenfranchised minorities or something, you know? Right. But I'm going to agree with you. There probably are more PlayStation fanboys just because there are more PlayStations out there, period, you know? Go ahead, Chris.
Oh, sorry. I was disagreeing with you. I mean, right now, and also PlayStation fans are in a more comfortable position since Sony this generation is leading by far, right? Yeah. In a more comfortable position, Sony's attracting more third-party development. They don't have to worry about third-party support. They don't have to worry about anything. The Fortnite stuff, they just let that blow over. Them. We ain't opening it up. We've had that discussion back and forth. They went, You don't like it? Whatever. You have 80 million people to play with. What are you complaining about? That was their apology. So they're in a strong position. So they the fans are reaping the benefits of that position, right? So they don't need to worry. So they can maybe joke around, whatever, you know. And Xbox was in a precarious position. They still are, right? They have to work hard, and it seems like that was the message of E3. Like, they're working hard to correct that stuff. So we got to see. But with the fans, yeah, the Xbox fans are loud and stuff, because like I see a lot of people are still like leaving Xbox or moving over to PlayStation, right? Because their friends moved over. This is just a lot more people to play with. So that's a sad situation. I don't want to see Xbox go anywhere. I don't want to see them fail, right? I don't want less competition in the market. But so that's up to Xbox to correct that, so that they start attracting third-party support. Also, they got to get their first party in line. They bought 5-6 studios, whatever. Yeah, so get on the games. That's what we've been talking about.
Yeah. All right. Anybody else want to jump in on this? All right, I'll take that as a no. What's going on, Black Metal Gamer? All right. Actually, we're going to answer your questions next, brother. All right. So his first question is, what should be the bare minimum performance standard for Switch games? I feel if it can't do 720p at 30 frames, then do not release it. I think he's referring to like Wolfenstein and shit, which is like fucked up right now. And Adam, you were telling us about the wrestling game. It was all fucked up. Mm-hmm. So yeah, what should be the bare minimum?
Just get the shit to work. How about that?
Yeah, man, even if the shit is 540, man, fuck it.
Point B before crashing. Then let me get there and then take a look at the frame rate. But if the shit freezes on load, then I can't bitch about the frame rate because I can't get there.
Huh. Yo, no, I'm laughing at because of what Nate just said. He goes, people have been living on a prayer for Xbox this entire gen. Oh, I got the song stuck in my head.
That's cold as ice, man.
You know, I'm fucking done right now, man. Anyway, go keep going, guys.
That's how you make a fucking point. Stick to a song in someone's head.
Jesus, man, that was brutal. Damn. Yo, just derailed the whole conversation, right? Switch performance. Go.
Yeah, I mean, the Switch is not a powerful system. We already just talked about the specs. I've talked about it at length. I don't know what they set the standard. Like, I think if you set the bar at 720p 30 consistently locked, they're not going to meet it with a lot of the stuff they're trying to port. So, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I don't know what the standard is for them. Like, either you drop the graphic fidelity of some of the stuff quite a bit, or you take a hit in the frame rate. And I think they're trying to have the best of both on the hardware, and it's just not up to par yet. I mean, maybe if they move to a new Tegra, like the X2, like they're still using the X1 just with enhancements, which is not saying much. Like, they really need something better to do what the question is saying they should lock it to. They can't lock it to that. They will never meet it. Like, well, the games would start dropping in graphic fidelity like crazy.
And it's hard to pin down on a certain thing because let's not forget that when the Switch is docked, it can output 1080p. So, like, for me, I mean, 1080p 30 frames should be a standard, but I don't know.
There are chances where it can't even hit that, too.
Yeah. So. I would say that they locked the speed of the chip, too, because the heat would be unbearable. Some systems were bending and stuff because of that. You'd have bending and cracking problems like you wouldn't believe if you were to try to clock that chip higher to meet that.
Yeah, so I guess, I mean, we kind of knew about the sacrifices the system will do just for the natural aspect that it's a hybrid system. So giving it any sort of like benchmarks to do, I don't think, it's kind of hard to pinpoint for this particular system. It's not like Xbox or PlayStation where you're like, yeah, 1080p 60 frames or 1080p 30 frames. It's like this console does 720p on the go and 1080p on a TV.
All I know is that it's going to be tough for them once the next gen consoles, Xbox, PS5, whatever, show up. Because then it's like, well, you couldn't do Xbox One or PS4 graphics. Now what? Now what are you going to do?
They're already there. The thing about them is they're always like a generation behind. Any single one of those Nintendo consoles is always like a generation behind the current stuff. They're really looking for kind of the, you know, that's you know, the what is it, the blue ocean strategy in a nutshell. They're competing but not competing.
Yo, check this out. So, and Nate says that he's seen people demand that if things don't run well on Switch, it's the developer's fault. No, it isn't.
It's the fault, bro. It's like, okay, so something has to take a hit. No matter, I mean, those people are being kind of silly, obviously, because they don't understand how the whole damn thing works. Well, but there has to be some sort of hit somewhere, which means, you know, okay, yeah, if you want the game to run at this certain, you know, frame rate or thing, that means that a lot of things need to change out. In fact, Wolfenstein, one of the things that they do is they literally put walls up in places, you know, change certain environment things around so that it could, so that the game does, you know, to lighten the load on the actual loading times in game.
Well, let me play devil's advocate. I think it is the developer's fault. Because they're the ones releasing the game for the system. They're the ones consciously making a game for this particular system and trying to sell it, you know?
Like, well, most of those guys are not making games for it. They're porting a game for it.
Well, they're porting it, yeah. But it's still the developer's fault. Like, but
they can't... I mean, to be honest, it's like to expect them to provide a comparable experience to a PlayStation 4 or a PC is kind of silly.
Actually, hold on, Carlos. I think I have to challenge that because think about it like this. Like, are you blaming the developers or the publishers? Because think about it like this. The main team that did Wolfenstein is not working on that port. They're getting some other people. Like, basically, it's id or whoever the fuck's working on that, Bethesda, right? They hire another company to make this game. So who's really to blame? The developer or the company?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So it's not the main team working on these. Keep that in mind. It's another team that's hired to make the port.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's mostly the publishers because they're the ones forcing these developers to make a comparable game to the like from a fucking this gen's to a Switch. For example, Doom. It's like, yeah, we have Doom playing pretty good on the PS4 and Xbox and PC. Let's get that experience and make sure it works this similar on the Switch, which is way inferior in terms of specs.
Yeah.
So yeah, in that aspect, yeah, the publisher's more at fault.
This might be a bad analogy, but I'm thinking it's like, okay, here we got a gallon of water, fit that shit into an 8-ounce cup. It's like, well, something's got to give, guys. Yeah. You know?
Man, that's like one of my favorite expressions of my industry, trying to fit 10 pounds of shit into a 5-pound bag.
Man, there you go.
What do they expect? I mean, most of these games, like just like what you had talked about before, not to keep bringing it up, but, you know, Grand Theft Auto is 128, 130 gigs. How the hell are you going to switch that all in like 8 to, even if they did a download of the 30 gigs, it's still too small.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is also what Wolfenstein and needs to do. When you stick that game into your console, you actually have to download more of the game.
And there's
any of the big titles, you have to do that.
And there's a reason why Nintendo games are notorious for their polish. It's because they're just developing for that one particular system. So, obviously, people can make games on the system that run well. It's just these publishers are trying to port over experiences from more powerful consoles, and either not giving the developers time or just making something that's just really unattainable happen.
Reminds me of this episode of The Simpsons where, like, you know, Skinner's mom was buying groceries, and she's like, "Okay, I want everything to be in one bag, but I don't want that bag to be too heavy." Like, it doesn't work. Oh, man. All right. Moving on here. What are some of your favorite old school arcade or console games where you try to get the highest score? Games like Galaga or Pac-Man. I have something to say that may be very ungamerly. I never cared about getting high scores to games. Did not give a fuck, you know?
Yeah, I was never competitive in that sort of way where I tried to get the high score. I feel like the getting to the next level was more of the important thing.
Exactly.
At least for me.
Yeah,
you want to see the end of the game, you know? It's like getting a high score. Like, hey, look at me, I got the high. Who gives a fuck, you know?
Hey, you know what's weird? Like, I like watching that stuff like King of Con and stuff, but I never gave a shit about that personally. I cared about beating the game, you know, and getting as far as possible. Yeah, I never cared about the score.
All right, I'm going to switch this question again. Is anybody here that did care about scores?
I did. The guy Pac-Man. Who doesn't care about trophies.
Interesting. All right, Brett, you go first, and then Adam.
Donkey Kong 2 is my favorite one, but Super Ghosts and Ghouls was another one. Was it, Centipede. I was really big into Centipede.
All right, Adam, what about you?
Pac-Man. It was mainly just Pac-Man. Spent a lot of time with Pac-Man. That was the whole thing with Larry Herb, where he got me into that Pac-Man tournament. Because I was like, yo, I want in on this. And he was like, all right. Pac-Man.
This is going to be interesting for the younger guys, because you didn't even have game scores in your shit for the most part. Carlos,
only if they went to the arcade. That was it.
Yeah, Carlos and Brian, I really want to hear your thoughts on this one.
Well, arcades were mostly prominent when I was like really young. So I was lucky enough to just play a game. So getting high scores wasn't really a priority for me, or it was an afterthought more than anything. Like if I got like a high score on something, it'd be like, oh shit, it's pretty cool.
Did they put your name in there?
Yeah, put your name, like those three, I don't know, three letters?
Three letters.
Yeah, ASS, right?
No, mine was C-A-R.
You know, that's what everybody put, ASS, ass, you know?
Because it was okay.
Yeah, so you didn't get it, man. You're too young. You don't know.
Yeah, because I thought like it was like, because it was the easiest way to like do it. It's like two A's. It's like quick, like tap, tap, and then like just get an S.
Yeah, no, we just did it because, you know, we're trying to write the word ass, you know?
I arcades weren't that. Oh, and actually, I played mostly like Street Fighter too. So it's like, it's more like competitive with people next to you than it was just high scores. So yeah, for me, that's my experience.
Remember when the first Mega Man game had like scores and shit? They got rid of that real quick, mm-hmm. You know. And Brian, what about you? Have you ever cared about scores?
Not in the way that you guys have, because again, I'm too young for arcades, because arcades never thing me. But I guess in my stead, I had joy of racing games. So technically speaking, they were like getting like a high score, because you want to get like the fastest times. So there have been cases where I've been like trying to get like fastest lap times on certain courses to beat my friends, because with games like Need for Speed, Test Drive Unlimited, and I think that's about it. Like, they would like display like your score or like your times versus like your friend's times. So hence, we tried to like beat each other up, and we tried to beat each other's scores to see who was the fastest on a track and whatnot.
Remember, the question was for a console game, so that does count. That definitely does count. Czar is Great says his were Gorf, Phoenix, Sinistar, Capcom games, and Neo Geo games. I'm going to ask maybe another non-gaming question. What's Gorf? I don't know that one. I guess nobody else knows either.
Gorf?
Is that an acronym for something? But yeah, high scores, I never really saw the point. You know, but I do like seeing people get high scores, which is weird. You know what I mean?
There's a game called Gorf.
There's a name. Okay, there you go. But yeah, again, like I like seeing people get high scores, which is very interesting. You know. All right. Moving on here, Digital Tiger. So his first question is for Fortnite. If Sony finally decided to allow crossplay, wouldn't it hurt Xbox sales instead of help it? Casuals are cheap and will most likely buy a PS4 to play Fortnite for free instead of purchasing an Xbox, which has Fortnite locked behind Xbox Live $60 paywall. Hey, let me finish the question, man. Crossplay will allow current console owners to play with one or another, but hurt Xbox sales in the even worse. Here's the thing: is anybody really buying these systems for Fortnite?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think it's going to hurt it either way. I don't think it's going to hurt it.
I mean, unless there's a skin associated with it, yeah, maybe.
That's right.
But I don't think so. I don't think people are buying consoles just for Fortnite. And the other thing, I think a lot of people don't, because so many people have Xbox Live, they don't realize that they are essentially paying for Fortnite.
Yes, you know, that's a good point.
For paying additionally for a game that is pretty much free. It's stuck within all the whole minutia of it, where they, you know, in other words, again, everybody's got Xbox Live. They're like, whoever's playing Fortnite, they're like, oh well, it's a free game. Yeah, well, if you didn't have Xbox Live and you're just running the silver version of it, which I don't think a lot of people do.
I'm going to be honest, man. I think that whole thing is kind of being overblown. It's a good, you know, it's good to point that out, but it's being overblown because you're right. Most Xbox guys have Xbox Live, so they don't even notice it, you know?
Yeah, they don't notice it. They're just like, okay, whatever. It works. I'm glad.
Yeah.
This that also begs the question, how many people on PlayStation, you know, without PlayStation Plus are playing Fortnite? I'm sure most people who own a PlayStation 4 have a PlayStation Plus account and don't even think any.
But if you did, if you didn't have PlayStation Plus, you still could play Fortnite.
Exactly, you know? But I don't think a lot of people really care. You know, it doesn't. It's not.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, yeah, I agree with you. Go ahead, Carlos.
If this was maybe at the start of the generation, maybe, but no, people pretty much like the only way people would. Buy Fortnite on another console is because their friends are playing on that console. But if someone already has a PlayStation or somebody already has an Xbox, then I think they're already in the group where the people they want to play with. So I don't think it'll really affect Microsoft that much.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think people play Fortnite as an in-between game. I don't think it's an appetizer. It's the dessert. It's not the main course, man. Like, and that's why it's so big is we're talking about a kind of homogenized experience here where it's nobody's absolutely favorite game of all time, but it's everybody's favorite activity between these big tentpole games.
It's like buying cheap chips at the store. You know, they're not great, but you know what? It's there and it serves that need.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even good games like what this is why GTA keeps selling. Because it's the number one activity. You can just always go back and play some GTA online between games. Summer Drought right now, hop onto GTA. Or Monster Hunter is another one of those games. You have these kind of fallback games. And it's heavily in that fallback game category, which makes it immensely popular, but not hugely sought after.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Because, you know, it seems like right now, you know...
Well, there are people that go ham over that shit. But I think their free-to-play model is what enticed a lot of people into that.
Yeah, I agree with that. By the way, you got me thinking about those greasy-ass Lay's potato chips now. I don't like those, but you eat them, you know?
or Utz chips.
Oh, man, you know?
Yeah, that's like those.
That shit is crazy.
It's like, hey, the Utz is, you know, the Utz makes every single type of chip or Utz. Yeah, they make every single thing. They don't make the best versions of them, but they're so cheap. Mm. Whatever.
That's right. You buy them, you know?
Did you guys ever have Shasta?
I don't know what that is.
Is it ginger ale or cola or something?
It's a soda, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So I thought, like, I never had that potato chip.
I've had Shasta, yeah. I've had that.
I was really young. Those things were 25 cents on the machine, and I'm like, I buy one, and I'm like, close enough.
Yo, hold on. I got to get my man.
It's like RC Cola as well.
Yes. It was like the close enough Pepsi, you know?
You buy that shit. By the way, I want to get my man Hussein in here. So he says... people buy consoles to play with their friends. He says lots of people are playing Fortnite, and to them, Fortnite is the main course and dessert. No, yeah, and he says his sister wants a PS4 for Fortnite. There you go. And again, you know, we're just talking generally speaking, not individually. Obviously, there's some people who do want it, but generally speaking, I think Fortnite is just like, hey, this shit's for free. I already own the system. I'll play it, and everybody else is talking about it. You know,
mm-hmm. Question for Hussein: Does your sister have an Xbox? Because like I mentioned earlier, like it might affect someone that's barely getting into the console race, but I mean, most people have already bought consoles that are going to get it, so I don't think it'll like hurt it that much.
Yo, so Carlos, I thought you were going to come in and go, yo, man, is your sister single?
Yo, oh, man, I'm my PSN ID.
Yeah, right? Yeah, he's, what's up, girl? Oh, man, and it's bought. Boughten is not a real word.
Boughten.
But it is, Tony.
Yeah, you, Brian, you know me, son. But I'll let it slip because this is throwdown, man. All right, where the fuck are we right now? Okay, second question from Mr. Digital Tiger. So, has there been a game that you didn't like the beta/demo for, but ended up being one of the best games you ever played? For example, this is going to be a good one. For example, I hated Destiny and Rainbow Six Siege betas, but purchased them anyway and actually loved both games. I actually consider them some of the best games ever. Okay.
Shit, there was a recent game that was like that. The demo was total trash. And and the actual game ended up being pretty good.
Yeah, all right, Manny, so go ahead. Oh, by the way, he also
wants... I can't remember the name of it.
He also wants the vice versa of this one, too. There's probably a bunch of them, but the main one I remember is Dead Space. I fucking hated that demo. I thought the demo was trash as fuck. You know, and then one day I bought the game, because it was cheap, I bought the main game, I'm like, fuck it. I love fucking Dead Space. Dead Space is the fucking shit. Like, the first one, like, excellent, excellent game, but that demo was trizash. You know?
Shit, man. I'm totally blanking on the game right now. It was a game that I didn't want to play just because the demo was just... go with Chris.
I had felt that way about Killzone 2. The demo was terrible. I mean, it was just terrible. And the game itself was good.
Yeah, that demo was fucking bad. Yeah, that demo was bad.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? That was it. Yeah, that was it. The PS3 Killzone 2. Yeah, that was it. That demo was trash.
But yeah, you like the game, Manny?
Huh?
Because remember, the game, the question is a demo that you hated, but you ended up loving the game.
Yeah.
Game was great. No, it wasn't that. I didn't play that game.
So that doesn't count then.
Damn it. What was it? Fuck. Oh, well. I know for me, though, the game Nier Automata, I wasn't planning to play that game, but I played the demo in it. I was like, oh, man, this is a really good game. I really want it.
Okay, but that's not the question.
That's not the question.
All right. And Chris, what about a vice versa game? Like you played them, like, this demo's fucking crazy. You get the game, it's like, this game ain't that good.
That one I'd have a tougher time with. I just don't remember.
Yeah, I'll come back to you because I'm forgetting too. I don't think I've had an instance where I'm like, I love demo, I play a game, I'm like, hey, this game is trash.
Yeah.
I got the original one. On PlayStation 3, I downloaded the beta for Burnout Paradise, and I didn't like it. I was like, this looks pretty generic. It's like, it takes a picture of you or whatever. Like, they're making a big deal about that. But then I played the game, and it's freaking awesome.
Probably one of the best racing games. Yeah, wow, yeah. They had a beta of it?
No, it was a demo.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you're right. You know, that game, one of the greatest racing games of all times.
Yep.
Wasn't quite a demo or a beta, but I hated Dark Souls the first time I played it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, damn.
That's a
big turnaround.
I've said that before. Like, yeah, the first time I played it, it was really just oppressive. I had come from really other shinier, fancier games, so the world felt very sparse. And it's meant to feel that way. I understand that now. But at the time, it just rang with me like, man, really didn't want to put much asset into game design or world design. And I didn't see it. The game just felt oppressive and needlessly hard and barren and kind of weirdly dark. And I was like, I don't know about all this. And I let it sit on my shelf for like 6 months. And then I came back and it fucking hooked me, as you all know.
Yes. Brian.
I'm trying to think of anything, but I really don't have anything.
Oh, I remember now.
These days, there aren't any demos that come out, and bases these days I tend to stay away from because they're kind of ass. No, I don't think I have any. I have games where I played the demo and I liked it that much that I bought into it, but that's not the question. So,
For me, I remember, I'm looking through my old archives here. It was Infamous 1. I didn't like the demo to that.
There was a demo to that shit?
I'm trying to think.
There was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't like that very much, the demo very much for that.
But you ended up liking the game, yeah.
Yeah, I ended up liking the game.
Interesting. Yo, man, how you looking through your archives, man?
Yo, man, you just go onto your PlayStation account and just go through the download list and look at all your old shit. You can run it all the way back to your first purchase on the
console. Shit. Right. Anyway, go ahead, Carlos.
I think I remember playing a demo for Prototype and liking it. I don't know if this was a fucking dream or not, but
yeah, I don't remember a demo for that. If there was a demo for that, that would have been one for me. I probably would have liked a demo and I played a game. I'm like,
Yeah, the game was horrible.
Yeah, the game was trash.
Yeah, the game was all right.
And I still ended up getting to platinum because I'm a fucking idiot. Yeah.
I just didn't see what the fuss was.
Yeah, Dr. Evil agrees with us, Carlos. He says, demo was good, game was trash.
It was not trash. The game just had some issues. That's all.
All right, we agree to disagree then. I thought it was trizash. That's why I didn't bother with the second one.
We just disagree on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brian's not agreeing with this.
No, no, just agreeing against
no. And the game is fucking trash.
Brian was, I'm never going to stop. Tony right, because Tony said, we agree to disagree, and Brian's like, no, we just disagree. So you're agreeing that you guys are disagreeing.
Yes, that is true.
Yes.
Yes, my X-Men.
I'm getting you back for the plot thing.
I'm not explicitly agreeing that we disagree. I'm just disagreeing with you.
Okay, and I'm disagreeing with you. Let's keep it even then. You know,
we're both disagreeing. That's all.
We
no, wait. Shit, I can't say that.
Carlos,
I disagree.
Oh man! All right, Adam. What about you, man?
Wildlands. Remember, I didn't like it. The beta, I didn't like it, and then the reviews came out. Sounded even worse. I was like, psh, "What an epic fail!" Because I liked all the Ghost Recons, and I thought this was going to be cool, big open world. And then it wasn't until later on when they did. I think I'm pretty sure it was like a try it now, free weekend type of thing. And this is after they did a bunch of fixes. And I was like, "All right, let me go back in." And psh, I was sold. I was like, "Yeah, I'm doing this." And I went back in, and that was it. 18 for life.
18 for life.
That's what it is. He just didn't have the rights to the 18. It's 18 the game. That's it.
It's crazy. All right. Anybody else? I think he also wanted the reverse, but I can't think of anything.
I can't think of one. Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, game where you're like, oh man, this demo is fucking awesome. And you play a game, it's like, I don't know. Can't think of any. There probably is something I'm just forgetting.
What was that alien game?
Colonial Marines.
Colonial Marines. Yeah.
But there wasn't a demo of that. They just lied in their E3 footage. You know?
Yeah. That's the closest thing I can think of.
Jeez. All right, man. Moving on here. Spacey's Pleasure Yacht. So his first question is, what third party, this is an interesting one, what third party company should Nintendo deal with, and what company should they stop dealing with so they can get good ports instead of consistently bad ports? I think we have to divine this question a little.
Do they really need to stop dealing with anyone to get good ports? Like, is cutting ties with someone going to make someone else more likely to make business deals with them? I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't really understand the question.
I think I understood it like this. It's like, should they stop making deals with certain publishers and developers because they bring up bad ports, or should they make up like good ties with other developers that would bring them good ports? It's like, what would be those examples? Like, for example, I would say, I don't know if this is the case, but we kind of mentioned it with Doom. It's like, if they stop making, like, doing business with Bethesda, then they wouldn't have those bad ports any longer.
Mm-hmm. Well, not only that, there's some studios you just can't walk away from because they're so big.
Like
so
EA.
Like EA or even Bethesda. Right, Doom worked out. Wolfenstein, not so much, but what are you going to do? You can't just say no to them, because let's say they have a Fallout port ready and they say, hey, we were going to do this Fallout, but Nintendo said no.
Or they'll re-release Skyrim. Because everyone's buying it, you know? Mm-hmm. So why would they stop, you know, selling it?
Even Todd Howard said to stop buying the game. It's getting real right now, you know?
Which game?
Skyrim. He goes, the reason we keep putting it out is because you guys keep buying it. He's like, you don't want any more Skyrim, stop buying it. That's what he's saying.
My toilet bowl got a version for it too.
You know,
the fridge.
It's like Todd Howard's like, yo man, we ain't gonna stop making crack until you stop taking it.
You know? Well, if Rockstar goes by that logic, GTA 5 will be around forever.
Yeah, we don't need GTA 6, man. We don't. Yeah.
By the way, we haven't heard. This is derailing the conversation completely, but we haven't. And I'm gonna mention this every fucking show now. We haven't heard shit from Red Dead. What the hell?
We don't need to hear anything more from Red Dead.
They know they got your money.
They don't need to
release anything. I'm convinced. I'm convinced they're not going to release anything. It's like GTA expansion.
all I know is like they already got you hooked, man. They don't need to tell you. They don't need to tell you much. Just said Red Dead 2.
They already know you're going to buy minimum 2 copies. They don't need to worry about shit, you know?
Damn it.
See, you know too, man. You know too.
Yeah,
they're like, gotcha.
Getting on PC when that shit comes out too. Like,
see, I'm telling you, man, double dipping. They know what they're doing. You're somebody eating chips?
Oh, it's me.
Okay.
I'm guilty.
What kind of chips?
What kind of chips, man?
You get them Lays, man? What you eating?
No, I'm 12. I'm eating fruit snacks.
Oh, shit. Damn.
That's just all good, though.
Let me get some of it. I'm hungry. All right. All right. And the last question of the night is, what franchise, old or new, would you like to see get the Dark Souls game design treatment? Brett, this is specifically for you, man.
I gotta think about that for a second.
Okay, can I just go first? Because I've been saying this shit for a while. Chris, you agree with this? Motherfucking Castlevania. Motherfucking Castlevania, man.
Oh my god, I was gonna say Ghosts and Ghouls, but again, same fucking thing.
Yeah, but I'm repeating myself.
Ghouls and Ghosts.
Ghouls and Ghosts. Dark Souls, perfect. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, man. Yeah, there you go.
And you lose your armor. Yep. You're like...
Yeah, well, Ghouls and Ghosts, I think Brett's trying to say it is the original Dark Souls, you know?
Yeah. Well, they kind of tried on PS2. Remember Maximo?
Oh, Maximo was awesome. Yeah. Love that one. They never brought it back for anything.
Shit. Yeah, they never brought that shit back. But that was, like, almost there, if you think about it.
Yeah, so that's my answer. Castlevania.
Thank you. Thanks for telling me.
Yeah.
Castlevania.
Yeah, Tony and I talked. Bloodborne was that. Bloodborne is, like, spiritual Castlevania. Yes. So, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so I don't even need to imagine it. It already exists. You know?
I mean, what if a Metroid was, like, a Bloodborne game? Here's the thing, can you actually make a shooting game, like a sort of shooting adventure game, into like a Bloodborne style game where it's like, I don't know.
It's a good question. I don't know.
I would like to see Shadowrun done the original. Just a Shadowrun game done in the Dark Souls style.
You know, kind of a future world-ish type of game, as opposed to kind of medieval, yeah. Future real, is real? Yeah.
Hey, Joey, please ask us a question. Otherwise, we're going to end the show in about 5 minutes. You know? Anyway,
Banjo-Kazooie.
Yeah, Banjo, why not, right?
Yeah, because, I mean, what they did with Nuts and Bolts fucked it up, so who cares?
Damn.
Well, you got Yooka-Laylee, right? It's like the spiritual.
Battletoads. See, game is already hard. It's
already
hard,
exactly. Why not, you know?
I mean, when Battletoads came out, it was the Dark Souls of fucking platformers or whatever.
Oh, shit.
Well, yeah, by the way, Manny, to answer your question about platforming games, shooting games that are hard like that, Mega Man.
I mean, here's the thing. Mega Man, it functions at a different level than something like a Dark Souls. Like, and we're talking now, I'm not just talking about difficulty, but if you could take the Dark Souls style and apply it to a game like Metroid, is that possible?
Now, what do you mean by style, though?
Well, you know, how the third person sort of, like, you know, timing based sort of combat. Because you remember Dark Souls and all the esque Dark Souls X-esque games all kind of function with timing and weapon, you know, and melee weaponry. Can you apply that to something that uses a, you know, like, far away combat? No,
I don't know. What about
Cuphead? Would they have to add like an energy blade to Samus or something like that? You know what I mean?
But then that makes it a melee game.
Yeah. What would you do to do that? Because even the distance combat in the Dark Souls games is always very limited. You know, it's like, hey, you can only throw a certain amount of, like, magic spells until you run out of ether or whatever.
I don't think shooters lend themselves at all to that formula. Yeah. Because if you think third-person shooters that are successful, you get, like, Gears of War, right? Mm-hmm. A totally different style. I think if you tried to do that and put it in Dark Souls, Metroid... First of all, it's very difficult to do 3D. The only way that worked was Prime is a first-person shooter, right? Mm-hmm. So it had to be first-person. Third-person, like, nobody liked Other M. That failed so bad.
I feel like with Other M, there's a lot of issues with that other than the fact that
it was the story. Yeah, the main problem was the story. The story was, the combat didn't really work, and Metroid more lends itself to be like 2D. There's some things that I think it just should stay as 2D platformers, and that was one of them.
I could see Onimusha going into that sort of Dark Souls realm.
Yeah, but then you get Neo, right?
I was going to say, they made Neo. Tenchu?
Tenchu is also... Well, then again, they're kind of making a new Tenchu-ish game right now, but I don't
think... Yeah, but they're missing a core component. I want the ability to bleed over into somebody else's world and ninja hunt them without them knowing I'm there. Like, I love the idea of, like, a rival ninja just, like, fucking, is you're, like, closing in on your target and then fucking just leaping out and stabbing you in the neck. Like, I want the PvP mechanics of Souls put into a Tenchu game.
And also, I think that Shadows Dies Twice game is not going to be very Souls-ish.
I don't think so either. They're kind of moving away from the build-your-own-character as well. You know, I think you're able to jump into enemies, but, again, that... The whole point of Dark Souls, in a lot of people's opinion, is to murder other players in the face or help them. Like, you have the choice, and you kind of build up a character to do so. I don't know if a lot of people, myself included, are going to be real thrilled about being, like, thrown into an enemy. I mean, yeah, there's something kind of cool about that, but that mechanic's been done before.
Yeah, all right, we got some more questions, so we will answer them. So this one is from Joey. So he goes, will you be playing Ghost of Tsushima with the Japanese dubs and English subtitles?
I'm actually going to do that. That's what I actually was wondering about the game. As much as I would like to just kind of be a one-stop shop, kind of, hey, just look at the game and then you understand it, I do kind of want to have the Japanese in there.
Yeah, this game in particular is really Japanese-y, other than the fact that, like, no, actually, it's not a Japanese dev anyways.
No,
it's not. But I would feel, I don't know, it feels like it should be in Japanese.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It's just like, I mean, it's a weird thing. Like, I just don't know. I kind of want the full experience, kind of like playing a Yakuza game in English.
Even though they exist,
you know, like,
why,
you know, early, what was that?
Why is that happen with Japanese, though? Like, did you feel the need to play The Witcher in Polish?
I've never played The Witcher, but it would have been. But I feel like The Witcher kind of uses a sort of familiar Western environment.
But The Witcher is a fantasy game. It's not really like a Polish setting or an English setting or anything.
It actually does have some Eastern European folklore in the, particularly the music and the fighting style.
Yeah, but other than that, it's. Like, this is explicitly Japan.
Yeah. Like the idea of playing Assassin's Creed in English, in whatever the native language it would have been. I feel like if Assassin's Creed didn't have that kind of, you know, future aspect of it where it supposedly is translating everything for you, I wouldn't have minded actually having the game in a different language.
Change the language because it's released all over the world. So let's say one that's in Italian. Well, it's supposed to take place in Rome. You could switch your language to Italian if you feel like.
Yeah. Well, when Ezio would whisper into the people he killed, he whispered in Italian.
Yeah.
You mean her squares got the bacio?
Antipatti.
Pasta.
You know, does that mean if you play the game in Italian, he says it in English? Like, rest in peace.
I probably says it.
Oh my gosh.
I was just asking why people seem to care more when a game is in Japanese. Like, they feel Japanese games need to be in Japanese, but it doesn't seem to really happen with other games in other eras as much.
I feel like
it does with soccer, with FIFA. People say you should have it with Spanish commentary so you can hear the goal.
Yeah, the Spanish commentary is actually a lot better in FIFA than Spanish. I feel like I don't think it's only with Japanese games. I think I feel it with certain types of titles that kind of feel very much, you know, ingrained in the culture. I feel like it might be cool to just have it in that language, but I also think it has to also do with Western culture. Because we're so familiar with it, and it's with, you know, these things like knights and things are all, you know, kind of installed within our culture, you know, the Western side of things. So it kind of, it's kind of like how, like, whenever you do a game that's in Greece, for some reason everybody speaks with a British accent. You know what I mean?
I was just thinking about that.
Yeah, I don't know how to answer this one. On the one hand, I do. It's okay, because I know, this is Sucker Punch, right? You know they're probably going to get some good, like, American actors and stuff. So the voice acting is probably going to be legit, right? But on the other hand, it's a Japanese game set in Japan. So I kind of feel that would be more authentic. So I'm kind of torn. And the thing is, like, okay, if this was old school Tony, I'd be like, fuck it, I'm playing both. I don't, you know, what the hell does it matter? But I'm probably only going to play this shit once. Damn, I don't know. I don't know how to answer this fucking question.
Here's the one thing that weirdly negates that, though.
okay, you're playing the game, right? And let's say every single person in the game has a Japanese accent. For some reason, I don't mind that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And you heard, you saw the demo. That thing, you know, everybody's speaking with a Japanese accent, and the voice acting was really strong, you know? Yeah. But on the one hand, it's like, I think I do want to play it in you know, with Japanese subtitles.
Are we going to go to the forest, Kirishima?
Yeah, God, I don't know, man. Here, what the fuck was that from?
I don't know. I just made like a Anglo like person saying like a Japanese name.
That's funny. Okay, so I guess the question for me was like, what's going to be your first playthrough? Yeah, fuck it, I'm going to go with Japanese, you know, subs. Fuck it,
because I'd go with it.
It just feels more authentic, and if I get a chance, Japanese I'll play. Subs. Yeah, Japanese dubs. Yeah, I'll go with that. Hold on. Japanese dubs?
Because you said Japanese subs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, actually, it is dubbed in Japanese. You're right about that, because that's like the secondary language.
It's a secondary language. Yeah. So that means that their mouths will not be matching the people.
Hold on. Here's the thing. I know a lot of people shit on Final Fantasy 13, but one of the cool things that game did was it had different lip movements depending on the language, you know?
Yes.
Hopefully they do that with this game, because it would be kind of stupid if I have Japanese, you know, voices and then like English mouth movements, you know what I mean? Like that wouldn't really work very well. Man, I hope I get to ask the developer this question now. I'm curious as a motherfucker, you know? Did they put that little extra bit in there, you know?
Throw down your questions, man.
Let's go. All right, man. Anybody else? I think the guys who are getting the game answer, I don't think, Adam, you don't give a fuck, right?
No, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
that's what you don't like samurai games?
I don't give a fuck if it's dubbed or not or whatever. I'll just play it. Just like it doesn't make a big thing.
Whatever the default is, right?
Yeah, whatever works. Because, you know, sometimes you want to just play and if there's a dialogue and to read what's happening at the bottom, and then if they're still screaming at you and somebody else is running, I had that in Yakuza. I'm fighting and I hear somebody off the distance and he's screaming a whole long dialogue piece. I'm like, well, what the fuck? Wait, hold on. I'm trying to pick up the scooter so I could smack it across this fool's head. And so I got some other guy screaming all this shit. So I don't know if he's screaming for reinforcements or is he just running scared? I don't know.
Yeah. All right, man. Next up, Mr. Hussein. So he goes, have you guys been addicted to a game that you didn't like or that you thought was meh? For me, it's Fortnite. I don't like the game, but I got the it's got me in a loop. I like this question. So yeah, is there a game that you're like, man, I don't like this fucking game, but you keep on playing it?
Yeah, Assassin's Creed. World of Warcraft.
Destiny 2.
Damn. Bro, you still go back to that shit?
Well, no, we played it a lot.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, but like I think he's talking about a game that you like played for a long, long time. We didn't play that shit more than 2 weeks, man.
Yeah, okay. No, we played it. We played it for like a good month.
Did we?
Oh yeah. We streamed it a lot too.
We did?
Yeah.
I only remember two or three streams.
That's all I remember, you know.
No, I think we did like four.
I think we had more failed streams than actual streams.
Well, yeah, we did have a failed stream.
It shows you how memorable this game was.
You know?
Because I know we played with Brett. We streamed with Brett once. We streamed with Fonzie once. We streamed with
he's right, Tony. We played Adam. That for a long time.
Really? I do not
we
remember.
Played at least, dude, we played, I want to say 4 to 6 weeks.
Wow. Yeah,
for Bison, it was Tuesday.
Yo, I remember playing game for like 2 weeks and I was done with it.
Didn't we stream?
You remember that at first because remember it kept crashing for you, but then we went back when they finally fixed whatever issues were having.
Yeah, you were having those issues.
Damn, I totally forgot. Like Brett said, it shows how memorable the game is.
Remember we beat it after that? We did some high fives and shit. What the fuck? You don't remember that?
You don't remember your bromant with Adam?
Exactly. Shit. You don't remember? I was like, I just fucking bust out some surge, and we were like, yo, I got some goat. No, Go-Gurt's in the back. No, you don't remember that.
We went to Cheeky Nando's afterwards, right? We went to England somehow. I was like, what the fuck are we doing in England?
After that, we just went and pre-ordered the next Call of Duty. That's just what we do.
Man, I forgot the fucking question. Now I'm lost. I'm like, when did we play Destiny? I have some games that I played for platinum's sake. I'm like, I don't want to keep playing this shit. And I kept doing it. Like, Prototype wasn't one of those games. I'm like, why am I playing this game?
That's also the one that you made the decision.
No, the one that made the decision was Final Fantasy 13. I'm like, I played that for 2 fucking weeks. I was grinding for this one bullshit item that only drops 1% of the time. 2 fucking weeks for that shit. I'm like, why am I doing this? Why the fuck am I doing this shit? You know, so I stopped that now.
Adam, I have a question for you. Quick question. Someone's asking, did you platinum the Division yet?
Damn right I did. That's right. I forgot to talk about Orale, that. Puto. I got that flat, man. And you know what's upset about that? Is that because the last trophy was to kill 10 named bosses in the DZ. So I've been going in the DZ hard, man, all day. Digital, we've been going back and forth. So I sent him a message. I'm like, yo, I'm about to get on. And he was like, oh, my headset's charging. So I said, fuck it. So I just went in there with some randos. And they came across a boss, but then some other fools went rogue. So then they went to focus on the rogue, and the boss was shooting at the other group. Wasn't even looking at me. So I just started doing headshot. Boom, he died. It popped, right? So it's like, oh, I got that trophy. I get the platinum. So I run over, and I was like, yo, guys, I got the platinum. And then I heard one guy say, what platinum weapon? And everybody went rogue on me, and they killed me. It was funny. Damn. But it was upsetting because it's like, shit, I've been doing this whole time. I was hoping to get it when I was with all day, but I didn't. I didn't know that I only had one boss to kill. So then once I killed that boss, poof, it popped. That was it. So I'm good. I am done. It took forever. I looked at my stats. 205 hours.
I'm going to sell that game back to GameStop.
Never. Never. That's gone. I'm framing that. I'm putting it up actually on the wall.
You're going to put that shit in your bronze and shit.
Oh, yeah. Because I got the digital, but a buddy of mine who bought the physical, and he never plays it. And he's like, yo, if you win that, if you get that plat, you get this. Here, just take this game, put it up on the wall. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm framing it and putting it up on
that's one of the best games ever made. All right. Anybody else? I keep forgetting the fucking question.
Games that you've played.
Oh, yeah. Who didn't answer?
Wait, what was the question?
The question was, what game did you play a lot of that you didn't actually like, but you kept on playing it anyway?
I can't say that I didn't like Metal Gear Solid 2. Because I do like that game, but I played that game way more times than I should have.
I remember when I got Zone of Enders, all I did was play the tanker. I didn't start Zone of Enders for like a month.
You know what? I'm going to say the first Destiny, there was a point where I was playing for like a solid two weeks. I played for like a month and a half straight. And it was like the last 2 weeks, I'm like, why the fuck am I still playing this shit? It's like, you got nothing else to play. I'm like, fuck, you're right. So I kept playing it.
It's like your other stuff's like, you ain't got nothing to play.
And it's like, you're right, motherfucker. So I kept on playing it, you know? But I didn't like that game.
I was like, you complain so much about that game. I'm like, dude, why the fuck are you even playing that? I'm like, you got a whole backlog you could be playing other than this shit.
I know, back then I didn't have a backlog like that. You know, this was still the early days. I didn't have a backlog. That's probably why I still kept playing Destiny, because there's nothing else to play.
Yeah, you had shit.
PS3 don't count, man. I moved on.
Yo, man, you're in the future now.
That's it. You already know. All right, Brian, go ahead.
Well, my answer was going to be The Last of Us, but I didn't play that many times, so it can't be.
I'm just waiting for that chat to explode right now.
Yeah.
Damn, Zara's Great says for him right now it's Mass Effect Andromeda. Damn.
Why are you playing it, man?
Yeah, I didn't have that discipline, man. I played it for like a couple of hours. I'm done with this shit.
Go ahead, Brian.
I do have to admit, like, you are much stronger than most of us, because, like, I had to stop that shit after, like, the weird, like, frost planet. I'm like, I can't play this anymore. Like, it's just draining my soul.
So, yeah. Are you talking about Mass Effect?
Yeah, because Tony, like, changed the game, so he had, like, some strong will.
Well, I mean, the thing is that Tony actually liked Andromeda.
I didn't.
He had some strong will.
Yeah. Motherfuckers gonna come. I didn't love the game. I just liked it. I would give it like a 5.5 out of 10, you know? 6 if I'm feeling generous, you know? Just don't get that shit twisted. Anyway, go ahead, Brian.
Tony Polanco likes Mass Effect Andromeda.
Our subs are gonna drop now.
Reverse situation of Prototype, in that the game was ass, but Tony liked it. Prototype, the game was ass, but I liked it.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. If you say Mass Effect Andromeda's ass, I'm not going to dispute you. You know what I'm saying, Brian? Like, okay, sure.
Also, Prototype had the unfortunate ordeal of launching pretty and getting compared to a lot with Infamous. So it's like, Infamous was fucking great. This game was just mediocre at best.
It's kind of funny you mentioned that, because I remember I made the explicit decision. I'm like, I'm going to play Prototype first, then Infamous. I'm glad I did that. But my thing with Prototype was it wasn't as good as Hulk Ultimate Destruction. I'm like, this is going to be even better than that. And it wasn't. So I'm like, eh.
It was the same dev too, right?
Exactly. That's why I got hyped for it, bro. I was like, oh, yeah. This is going to be fucking crazy. Because Hulk Ultimate Destruction is one of the best games I played last, two generations ago.
Yep.
Like, yo, man, why can't we get another Hulk game?
You know, give me another one.
That All developer's right. gone, I think, now.
Yeah, I think so. Damn. Was that EA too? Was that that's Activision. That was Activision.
Yep.
Anyway, who didn't go, man? Yo, what the fuck is wrong with that? I keep forgetting the question.
game you dislike but continue playing on.
Yeah, I think I gave my answer. I don't even know.
Can I just like say something like really quick? So I went on Google to search for Radical Entertainment, and then the first result was Radical Heights. I'm like, ha, ha, ha. Radical Heights, you're funny.
Jesus.
That was Cliffy's last attempt. Remember, that was their game. Radical Heights. Yeah, that was their.
Okay, sorry. To speak on Radical Entertainment, the Prototype guys, they are still there. Just that they're way reduced than what they were. So they're more of like a supporting studio than anything else right now.
Hmm. Well, at least they survived. I'm at least glad about that.
Yeah. All right.
Quick question. Yeah. Did any of you guys keep playing PT?
PT?
No, once you finished it, we kind of just were done.
Well, yeah, there's not much more to, you know, go. That's a whole different experience. It's just the heart attacks, man. You don't want to fuck yourself up.
I was going to play it on PC, but then Konami came along and said, fuck that noise.
Well, I mean, to be honest, you know, if you're doing any of those things, they're gonna shoot that shit down. No matter.
Like, listen, man, just make your game, put it out there, and some people will get it, you know?
Yeah. To be honest, like, the you know, I mean, what's cool with that kid is at least they gave him something for it. They're like, okay, we're going to give you a cool internship somewhere and give you a bunch of awesome Konami stuff. We really like this thing, but you can't do it.
Well, then why didn't they do that to Kojima then?
What, Kojima?
Yeah.
Why didn't they do that to Kojima?
Yeah, it's like, hey, this thing is really cool. Make it.
Here's the thing. They probably had a lot of issues that we don't even fucking know with Kojima, and that's the reason why that shit happened. It's
Kojima. He's lovable.
I don't know what the deal is with Kojima, but I do feel like in general that there was a lot of shit that we didn't see back there. They don't just drop somebody like a bad habit and say, hey, you know, they figure some shit out. I think something happened between them that was, it was just like, whatever it was at the end was the straw that broke the camel's back, and they just said, gone. You're more trouble than what you're worth.
Yeah, right. I'm moving on, man. Okay, the truth. This isn't very interesting way he phrases this. Are you guys going to get that piss poor port of Shenmue 1 and 2? My question is, what's piss poor about it? Did I miss something?
It's, you know what it is? It's just a port, and that's it. They didn't do any sort of real improvements to it. Like, you know, maybe give it a little bit of a texture upgrade, fix the sound, because it literally looks and sounds almost exactly the way you remember it. So everything, sound work sounds tinny and stuff.
Yeah, because the game didn't sound good even when it originally came out. You know?
Yeah, so it's not really a piss poor. It's just really just a port, and that's it. That's all.
Damn.
Then like you look at any of the footage of it, it sounds just as tinny and looks just as blurry as it originally did. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a little sad. Like, you would think they would just put a little bit of polish on that thing. You know, like, not, I'm not saying Shadow of the Colossus, a remake. But, you know, give it a little bit of a polish on there.
But this is off topic, but Joey says, remember when people were hyping up Star Citizen as the next best thing since sliced bread? Now it's going to be remembered as one of the biggest scams in gaming. Yeah, I agree with that. Those guys are making too much money to actually release that game. It would be stupid for them to release the game. Keep making your money, you know?
When did it get announced? Like 7 years ago?
That again, I do want to talk about that before, because those guys are like they're screwing everybody over, you know. Make your money, though. Make your money. I wouldn't put that game out either. I'm like, these guys still buying this shit? Delay it, you know. They probably don't even have a game, you know. She's a couple of screenshots
and some Mark Hamill motion capture. Right?
Well, the crazy thing, every time I see something about that game, it's like they're adding something, like a new feature. It's like you got to release a game first. It's
this, like this game has more feature creep and delays than Duke Nukem Forever. And the scope of it is beyond Duke Nukem. It's like 10 Duke Nukem Forevers, man. Shit. Mm-hmm.
Yo, this shit has the budget of an MCU movie, man. It's crazy. But anyway, let's answer this man's question. Whatever. If it's that bad, then I probably won't bother. But then again, I'll be honest. Even if this was the illest HD remaster of all time, I probably still wouldn't play because I got other shit to play, you know?
I mean, I would go back in and play it over again. But, yeah, like, it is a little bit disappointing that it is just that it is just a, you know, bare-bones port. It's not even anything like any fixes or anything like that. I'm wondering, is the Shenmue 2, does that include some of the improvements that they did for the Xbox, the original Xbox? You know, like some of the, you know, some of the fixes and some draw distance adjustments and stuff like that.
I don't know. Anybody else want to answer this?
Yeah. Yo, man, give that shit to Blue Point. They ought to do the fucking good job with that.
I'll probably get it. I don't really have an opinion on the actual port. Because I don't think, have we even seen any game, like...
Yeah, they've showed a bunch of gameplay, and it pretty much looks and sounds exactly like the way the original did. Okay. Maybe just running at a higher resolution, and that's about it.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's pretty much going to look dated, which is probably expected anyways. So, yeah, I don't really have an opinion other than that.
Yeah, see? The publisher didn't bother to put any extra money in it, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure because because Sega actually owns the rights to, you know, the original Shenmue games. I'm sure Sega's just like, all right, we got to catch this wave while it's still a little hot. Throw out a port, you know, get the game working on the new consoles. That's about it. And we'll see if we can catch a little bit of money off of this.
Quick and dirty, man. Quick and dirty.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's just a quick and dirty, you know, port. We'll see how well when the game actually comes out, we'll see how quick and dirty the damn thing is.
Yeah, man. All right.
I mean, because the arcade ports are actually really damn good. Like the ones for like Fighting Viper and Virtua Fighter and stuff that they did in the past. So those were pretty semi-quick ports, but they were actually really, really well done. Like they work well.
Yeah. All right, man. What's the next question here? Where are we up to? All right. Ill Watch Dat. I don't know how to pronounce your fucking name. I'll watch that, I guess. Don't know if you guys have answered this question before, but are there any games that you want to get the God of War treatment? I guess this is like a flip on the Dark Souls one. My question to you, so I still see in the chat, what does the God of War treatment mean? God of War is not...
A soft reboot, like the way the new God of War
gotcha. Game is. Okay, but before we answer that question, which I'm pretty sure is the actual one, I was thinking, because like with Dark Souls, we focus on the gameplay mechanics, right? And as we said many times, God of War doesn't have any original gameplay in it. It's a pastiche of a bunch of shit, you know? It's just a combination. What's going on? Carl, just say Carl, motherfucker. You know, anyway. So what game should get a soft reboot? I don't know. You guys go. I got to think.
I mentioned this earlier, but Banjo-Kazooie desperately needs it, man. Man. Maybe I'm just an old head trying to get back into the past.
Pepper's Farm, remember?
Yo, man.
I saw that meme popping up all the time this weekend. I don't know why, man. Pepper's Farm remembers.
Yo. It's funny because you're like, you're doing a low voice. When Pepper's Farm remembers, it's that.
I know. I like saying a low voice, though, man. Anyway.
Yeah, so Banjo-Kazooie for me. Just a good old platformer. Don't do any other extra.
Yo, the truth. I'm about to jump into that chat room right now, man. It's the perfect Soul Reaver. Hell fucking yeah, dude. Let's go.
Which that was actually going to happen. The one that was connected to the Nosgoth game.
Fuck that game.
That,
that game was the Nosgoth is the online mode from the canceled Soul Reaver game, by the way.
Chris, remember that bullshit from E3? Yeah. Man, fuck that game, man.
Well, that game was essentially the online mode was in a lot better condition than the actual game that they were making. But yeah, that game was actually going to be they were going to do a soft reboot on that game.
Yeah, man. Apparently they made like. Basically, the game started and stopped like a bunch of times. Like, they started production on it. They stopped. Ugh. Soul Reaver, yes. Give that. Reboot that shit. Not even Soul Reaver. Just put it out.
Yeah.
I'm going to come and kill somebody, man. This is stupid right now. Metaphorically speaking, killing YouTube. Don't demonetize
I would say, I would actually go with, like, what if you took the legacy of Kane, like the original game, and essentially expanded it into The Witcher?
Yeah, man. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I want that blood
drinking effect to be epic, man.
I got another one. I got another one. Controversial one.
Oh.
Metal Gear.
Taking it back and doing a soft reboot.
Yeah, they just did a soft reboot and they released it this year, remember?
No, fuck that game. No.
Survive?
Nah.
But imagine if you get like an actual good developer there. That would be interesting, man.
Yeah, I mean, if you kind of, but I mean, the thing is, like, would you go back with Snake again? What would you do? Like,
you know, who should work?
Could you just take the original? I mean, here's the thing: like, they are at the point where they can essentially, with the Fox Engine, remake the original Metal Gear game.
That's what I'm saying, man. Well, yeah, you could do some crazy ass shit.
Actually, if you think about it, I think the perfect developer to make it is what's it called? Kojima Productions. Because they're working on the walking simulator right now. I think they could use their time wisely to put it into good use. They have a good track record.
Here's an absolutely interesting thing, and I know they probably, you know, Kojima will probably never do this, but if you think about it, being that Kojima Productions is now an external company, theoretically Konami could hire them make a new Metal Gear game.
Hilarious, man. By the way, you guys are giving some good answers in the chat. Jack and Daxter said Hussein. I'll watch that, says...
Crackdown 1.
Yeah, he was walking around like early Ultron. Oh, Ultron, okay. Manhunt, Bully, Fatal Frame, Evil Destruction. You guys are some good shit right now. Anyway...
Manhunt, you can essentially keep making new Manhunt games with new protagonists.
I'm surprised they never used that the kill mechanics on any other Rockstar game, because that was cool with putting the bag over the guy's head and doing all that shit.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
Yeah,
I mean it's you get into that section of time where it's like, hey, it's a murder simulator. Hey, but the new Last of Us, that's exactly like Manhunt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, with the shards of glass and stuff.
Yeah, she could just like literally like kick the, you know, chop some dude's head with a kill.
Yeah, you hear them begging for their life. Please no, I have kids. Please. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anyway, keep going, guys. Many other games that deserve to get a soft reboot or a hard reboot.
I would say Onimusha. I'm not a big Onimusha fan, but I can definitely see that game getting one of those.
Bring back Klonoa, man.
Yeah, bring back Klonoa. Fucking Bloody Roar for the, you know, the fighting game.
Yo, man, fuck that. Bring back Lair, man.
Oh, that shit.
The bouncer.
Yo, six axis killed Factor 5, man. Shit.
Damn.
Man, I don't know about you guys. They definitely lead to reboot the agent.
Oh, shit.
Reboot?
They need to boot that game.
Yeah. Yes, turn it on.
I don't know, man. That one screenshot was game of the year contender.
That was the illest screenshot I've ever seen in my life, you know. Better than that Smash Brothers one, you know. All right, I would love to see a remake of Sinistar. Sinistar,
the arcade game.
Bring back Gauntlet. I was gonna say a stall to bring that shit back.
Stall.
Vagrant Story. Damn, you guys are giving us some good shit right now. Let you guys answer this shit. Then we don't need to say
Vagrant
nothing.
Story. I mean, Vagrant Story has that sort of like thing. You know, about it, like, what if they did do it? But, I mean, to be honest, you could also make a remake of Vagrant Story and it'd still be a new experience.
Yeah, hey, Adam. People. Yeah, hey, Adam, you'll like this one. Skate needs a soft reboot with a Tony Hawk partnership.
Isn't that what you've been saying, Adam?
Mm-hmm. Well, we've been hoping for it. Everybody's been hoping for it. And they could definitely do it. If they can't do it with Tony Hawk, they could definitely do it with his son. So
Tony Hawk Jr.
Yeah, well, he's a pro
Tommy Hawk.
Legit.
Right? Dude, it's Tommy.
Ryan or something. Ryan, come on, man.
All right, and hey, here's one resistance. All right, why not?
Resistance,
oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good
what
one.
What happened to resistance?
Nobody cared about it.
Yep.
Here's one. Freedom Fighters. Remember Freedom Fighters, where you were the plumber in New York, and then the Russians, it was like Red Dawn, but the game. And the Russians and the Cubans, they team up and they take over. So then you're running around like in the sewers, and then you can get groups. You could get people to recruit, and then you run around and do that whole. You don't remember that? That was on PS2.
Man, I think you dreamt that shit, man. That one
exists. No, Freedom Fighters existed. Yeah.
That's a real game. That was awesome.
How about Loaded or Load?
What about Black?
Black? Yeah, definitely Black. Come on, EA. You got it. That was a good game.
Yeah, ooh,
I love that game.
Hey, man, here you go. Xenogears.
Sure, why not? Well, since we're already going down that road. Oh, yeah. Hey, you want to talk about petty reasons why we go back to the old question? Yeah, Xenogears. I stopped that game for a stupid reason. I'm like, man, why is this game so fucking long? And I stopped. It didn't seem like I was getting any progress in the game.
Oh, shit. Speaking about games I dropped, State of Emergency.
Oh, but that was terrible game.
Yeah, don't remake that fucking game. That was the greatest game I ever played in my life for the first 5 minutes. After 6 minutes, I was bored out of my mind.
Yeah, that was Rockstar, man.
Yeah.
So that's like Up.
I was like, like what?
Like Up, the Pixar movie.
Oh.
You ever notice how like Rockstar, like back in the day, used to make those kind of test games? You know, it's like, okay, we're going to try to improve the shooting mechanic. Manhunt. Max Payne. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we got a new engine. Here's a table tennis game. You know, just fuck it games. Here you go. Samurai Showdown. That's a good one.
But yeah, SNK
no,
is.
We
is
SNK yeah, we don't need it. We don't need
King of Fighters 14. They, yeah. They still support.
Yeah. No, sorry, Joey. We don't need PlayStation All-Stars. They could keep that shit.
Yeah, I don't need that. I would like to see, well, if it was a reboot of it, like if they totally didn't go the direction of Super Smash Bros. Like,
yeah, that would be good. If they remade it into like an actual real fighting game, I'd be totally down for that.
Yeah, if it was more like Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Oh, hell fucking yeah. Let's go.
That would be much better.
Yeah, Marvel vs. Capcom 3 or something that was like.
Or even Power Stone, like Joey says. That would be good. You know, just don't do Smash Brothers.
More like Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
Oh, three. You want it animated though, right? Ooh, that
three,
that'd be nice.
With the hand animation?
Yeah, why not?
Excuse me.
I don't even think there's enough 2D animators in big gaming companies to even do that anymore.
Well, I know, yeah.
Man, you know what time it is, man. Slap WordPress.
I said slap the Capcom exec with Cuphead. It'd be like, motherfucker, these guys can make this shit happen. You give me hand animation.
Yeah. Like, call up Aki Man, man.
Yeah, Manny, all I'm saying, go in there like, yo, man, I'll animate that shit for you. Just give me that money. Yeah.
Just give me a few years. Exactly. I'll do it on my own.
Give me the cash.
Ooh, Adam, Army of Two.
No, they tried. They tried a bunch of times.
Oh, they did?
They did? Yeah, that's what they did.
Ooh, Adam, Dino Crisis?
No.
You can do the Dino Crisis with the Resident Evil engine because it's essentially the same game with dinosaurs.
Army of Two with dinosaurs. Let's go.
Yeah, we can get stupid now. Kane and Lynch. Yeah!
That wasn't that bad. I liked Kane and Lynch. You didn't like Kane and Lynch?
That fucking two-player mode was a bitch. Remember that, Adam?
We played at the house.
Yeah, we did. But remember how the split-screen two-player mode, you couldn't see on the left or the right of the screen?
Yeah, it was a little.
Hey, Manny, here's one for you from Barry Burton. Way of the Warrior.
You know, it's funny because Naughty Dog has totally forgotten about that franchise. They're just like, it didn't exist, even though it's the game they literally made before Crash Bandicoot.
Satan's Hollow. Damn, you guys are named some crazy. Anyway, who else didn't go on the panel, man? I think we just went crazy with this question.
Yeah, they went crazy.
All right, whatever.
There's so many things that can actually just pull out. Like, there's so many. Like, I feel like a lot of these game studios, because they don't even actually know what things that they have.
they're just like so into the main franchises that everybody knows of, rather than just like, okay, we haven't done this in this sort of game in a while. Why don't we try it? Why don't we throw it out there and see what happens?
You know what needs a soft reboot? Xbox. All right. You know? All right, last question here is from Czar is Great. If Resident Evil 2 remake is a mega hit, do you think Capcom will remake Resident Evil 3? No, they won't. Nope. Resident Evil 3 was not a big game like that, man.
No.
If they are going to remake any other remake, Resident Evil, you already know which four. One it's going to be. Four. It's going to be four. Yeah. You know?
Honestly, it would be a good time to actually take Resident Evil off in kind of a different direction, branching off of 2 again. They could use 2 as a soft reboot.
Hmm. So you mean you have 7, you know, you have that branch, the first person games, and then you have RE2 as like the traditionally games, right? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, and go back to the T-Virus, and say, you know, because they went, before they went into the Plagueis thing, and it's been kind of going off the Plagueis, and it got really weird and convoluted. They could just go off of 2 as a soft reboot and just reintroduce the T-Virus and ditch the whole Plagueis thing.
Well, they did ditch it. They don't have the Plagueis in 7. It's something else right now. You know?
No, it's something that evolved from the Plagueis, and that's what I'm saying. Like it got really fucking convoluted and weird. Like they went into the Plagueis thing or the Plagueis thing, and then they evolved it, and then it remixed with the T-Virus or something. Like it's got really hard to tell what the fuck it is anymore.
Plagueis and whatever else, everything else virus is Ouroboros.
Ouroboros, yeah, that's right. Sega needs to reboot the Dreamcast. Hey, listen, the Sega that made the Dreamcast is not around anymore, man.
Yo, man, those guys are gone.
You know, they're already teasing Resident Evil 3. What are you talking about, bro? Master Shake? Who's teasing? I haven't seen nothing. If I haven't seen it, it don't exist. Yeah, what are your sources, man? Yeah, N4G, man?
Citation needed, please.
Yeah, please, yeah. If you guys are still talking about reboots, Def Jam Vendetta, Blue Steel. Is that not the Jamie Lee Curtis movie?
Yeah. What's Blue Steel? The game?
What? Yeah. But it's Blue Steel with an E at the end. You know, Steel Lee or whatever. I don't know.
Steele. Steele.
Yeah, Jamie Lee Curtis movie. No, we don't need Blue Stinger, son. Nah, son, keep that fucking game.
You know what? I you know, I could say this. You know, like, you know how like they're always making remakes of good games? Why not make a remake of a bad game and make it good?
That, yeah, there you go. Like, right? Blue Stinger.
They did that with the Shaq Fu.
No, that game is still shit.
Yeah.
You sure?
they tried to kickstarter that.
No,
it's on Switch. It's on Switch right now. It looks completely different.
It is different. It's a beat 'em up, but yeah, people are not too keen on that one either. They're just like, it's not as bad as the original.
You know, they could reboot Spy Hunter. That game, the original PS2 one, but the one with the Rock in it was terrible.
Yeah, the Rock.
You want a stupid reason? I stopped playing that game. I got Spy Hunter 2 and had the Rock, and he could get out of the car and then do wrestling moves on people. I sent that game back to GameFly. I'm like, this is total shit. Like, the whole point, like, him getting out of the car was so stupid. Like, he could get out and you could run up and then just beat up people. I'm like, I'm in a car. I could just run you over. But it was all just so he could have something to do.
So he could have some FaceTime, just so you knew The Rock was there.
Yeah, when a game has FaceTime, I'm like, nah.
Yeah, nah, son. By the way, Master Shake says that it was the Resident Evil 2 remake Twitter that teased Resident Evil 3. Very interesting. I mean, I would like that. That would be great. I love Resident Evil 3, but it wasn't a big game like that.
Resident Evil 2, I mean, here's the thing. Doing Resident Evil 3 is not that much of a stretch because you literally just reuse all the fucking environments from the previous game.
That is true. Yeah, you half the environments are, yeah, that's right. Matt, by the way, I played Resident Evil 2 and 3 back-to-back, and I'm all fucked up in my head. I don't know which one is which now, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah, because a lot of the same environments from 2 were from 2 to 3. In fact, you know, Resident Evil 3 wasn't actually supposed to be a numbered Resident Evil. It was supposed to be one of those side Resident Evils, like Code Veronica.
Interesting.
But what happened is that Resident Evil, Capcom had a deal with Sony that only numbered Resident Evil games could appear on the PlayStation. The real Resident Evil 4 was actually supposed to be Code Veronica.
Yo, interesting. I think going off what Manny said. Reboot Code Veronica, remake that.
Yes.
Yeah.
With the new look.
That would be that. That's, man, I'd love that fucking game. Of the traditional Resident Evil games, that's my favorite one. You know.
First one that was all in 3D.
Yeah, man, stuff. That shit was crazy. You know.
Had a cool story.
Pokemon Snap reboot. These guys are still talking about reboots.
Pokemon Snap. Yo, that's like a rail shooter without the shooting.
Yeah. Well, no, you shoot just apples.
You take pick. Oh, yeah, that's right.
The fuck? You shoot the apple, eh?
Yeah, Resident Evil. So Resident Evil Nemesis was Resident Evil 3. Yeah, Resident Evil 3 Nemesis. Yeah.
Can I name the most obvious one?
Go ahead.
Splinter Cell.
The thing is, they already did the reboot. They kind of already did it. You know, because I did think about that, but they already did it. By the way, I love how that question spilled over into this one.
Yeah.
It's awesome. But yeah, they already kind of did. I'm pretty sure the next one's probably going to be a reboot too. You know? Yeah. Right, I think we're milking this shit now, so I'm going to wrap it up. No announcements either, so fuck it. You know? All right, so thank you for watching and listening. Leave us a questions in the comment section of this episode here on YouTube or over on The Coalition. We'll answer them on next week's show. Subscribe to Throwdown on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube. Follow us on Twitch, Mixer, Twitter, Facebook, and Periscope at Throwdown Show. Links are located in the description below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco. Tonight's joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you later, guys.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Happy birthday, Adam.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Brett Murdoch.
It's your birthday?
No, it's not.
I know.
Right, birthday boy Adam Vale.
Thank you. Everybody walked that Lucha Underground. Oh my god, did you see that? Did you see what I posted, everybody? It was a full episode. It's on YouTube. Did you see that? They killed off like two or three people in that episode. You saw a midget get smashed in the head with a bat, barbed wire bat, blood all over the place. He's dead. Another one got fucking sacrificed. Shit is nuts. You guys, I posted so you could see the whole thing because it was so crazy.
And Brian Manjoma.
Congratulations to the cheese eating Surrender Monkeys. You guys are world champions.
Yes.
Damn.
Now can we finally stop talking about football on fucking Twitter? Please, man.
Football.
All right, guys, we'll see you on Thursday, man. Later.
Wayne, hey, guys. Playing with DC United. We gotta keep talking about that shit.
Peace.